Coming today on Breaking Free, a modern divorce podcast.
You know, the thing that happens is when people get to the point where they're thinking about divorce, they think that the default litigation model, you know, both parties go get a lawyer, the lawyers duke it out in court, and a judge tells everybody what they're going to do. Most people seem to still think that that's where divorce has to go. And there are so many other options available. And, you know, as Gabrielle's book points out, and as, you know, Rebecca and I believe in our practice, there are better ways to get divorced that will give you an ability to move forward in a better way.
Welcome to Breaking Free, a modern divorce podcast with Rebecca Zung and Susan Guthrie.
This is the place to hear other people's stories, to learn from the top experts in every related field, to also have some fun, laugh, and hang with two divorce attorney girlfriends who are also top family law litigators.
Breaking Free Mediation is proud to be the very first family law mediation centers in the country to offer a mindfulness track. Breaking Free Mediation, helping you resolve family law matters peacefully. Learn more at www.breakingfreemediation.com.
Also, make sure to download your free calming meditation from renowned meditation and energy expert Scott Picard at www.breakingfreefromdivorce.com/free meditation.
And now we invite you to listen to today's show.
It's going to inspire you to transform and break free. Welcome to today's podcast. Our topic today is get divorced without losing your mind. Is that even possible? Why mindful mediation is your path to a better future. I'm Rebecca Zung.
And I'm Susan Guthrie. So welcome today to this really special episode of the show. Most of our listeners know that every other show is one of those shows where it's just Rebecca and I talking about some topic that's relevant to divorce. And we're going to do that today with mindful mediation. But we have a very special guest today. Gabrielle Hartley is back with us today. Now, you know that she was with us back in November, just before her book came out. Her book is Better Apart, The Radically Positive Way to Separate. And if you haven't listened to her episode, it's number 119, Maybe You Really Are Better Apart. And it's a very good episode. Go back and listen to it because she talks about a lot of the principles in the book. But since we had her on in November, the book has come out and has launched. It launched on January 29th, and it's already a huge success. We've been getting tons of feedback from our readers that they've been getting the book and just think it's awesome. So Gabrielle also is a mediator. She's a divorce attorney. And you know, if you read the book, mediation and mindfulness are sort of cornerstones of her life and her book and her theory. So she has made the time today in the middle of her whirlwind book tour to come on and join us. So welcome back, Gabrielle, and thank you for coming.
Thank you so much, Rebecca and Susan, for having me back.
I'm so glad to see you again too, Gabrielle, and I'm excited about your new book and all the fun things that are going on with you. And we also have something, the three of us, that's really exciting coming up for our listeners and for anybody who's either experiencing divorce or still getting over the aftermath of a divorce. And we're going to be telling more about that down the road in the show a little bit. But I'm really personally excited to talk about this particular topic of mediation. Having been a litigator for 20 years, I know how important mediation is, but a lot of people don't even really understand what it is. So I'm excited that we're going to be talking about this topic today. But before we get into that, Gabrielle, tell us a little bit about where you are with your book tour and the launch of your book. It's so exciting.
It's been really, really fun. I had a beautiful party in New York yesterday at the law firm of Lee and Nav Chung on Madison Avenue, which was amazing. And it was a house full of litigators who I was talking about how we can help our clients be better apart. And that was cool. And we were also, Elena and I were on the Brian Lehrer Show, which is WNYC New York, which is NPR, is extremely exciting. And probably for me personally, the most exciting was that the New York Post compared Better Apart to Marie Kondo's magical art of tidying up. Because I just love Marie Kondo, and that's exactly how I see the project, clearing your mind so that you can make good decisions. One kind of funny thing that happened was I was on the subway yesterday, and I was sitting beside a woman, and she was telling me why she was in New York, and I have a little card with my book on it, and I said, oh, I'm here for this book, which I wrote. I have a party tonight. And she said, she said, you wrote this? And she started to tell people all around. And next thing you knew, there was all these people taking pictures of the card. And somebody was like, can I take a picture with you? And it was pretty funny. I was like, oh, I should sell the book on the subway.
You never know where you're going to find people going through divorce who need some help. I have been having so much fun watching your Instagram feed and Facebook and all that, because you've been posting all the different places you've been going. And it has been such a whirlwind. I know that it's just been, I'm thrilled that you can take the time. We're actually, our listeners don't know, but we're taping this fairly late in the evening for Gabrielle, because it was the only time we could get us all together. So we're so, so happy that the book's doing well. We knew it would. We read it and we loved it. So it's great to see it having such great success. But let's dive into this mediation topic today, because I think, you know, as we all know, mediation is such an amazing option for people when they are going through divorce, but they don't really seem to know it's out there, or many people don't. You know, these days there are, you know, we've talked about this statistic before. There are every 13 seconds, there's a divorce filed in this country. And, you know, although they say the divorce rate's going down, it's still the reality that almost 50% of first-time marriages end in divorce. And, you know, for second and third-time marriages, it's actually like 60 and 70%.
So, yeah, I think the average is like 60% or something. And then I always say that there's like probably at least 80% of people aren't happy in their marriages, because there's at least another 20% that are sitting at home not happy. So
yeah, they just haven't gotten there yet, right?
Right.
Yeah. And I think that, you know, the thing that happens is when people get to the point where they're thinking about divorce, they think that the default litigation model, you know, both parties go get a lawyer, the lawyers duke it out in court, and a judge tells everybody they're going to do. Most people seem to still think that that's where divorce has to go. And there are so many other options available. And, you know, as Gabrielle's book points out, and as, you know, Rebecca and I believe in our practice, there are better ways to get divorced that will give you an ability to move forward in a better way.
Yeah, most people think, oh, I have to go straight to a lawyer. I'm getting divorced, hire a lawyer. That's the first thing they think of, which, you know, for me in my practice for years and years, that was great because I never had any shortage of work. I always used to joke, like, if people want to stay happily married, I'll find something else to do. It hasn't happened yet. I don't think it will. But the problem with the litigation model, there's so many problems with it, really. But, you know, mainly, you definitely don't come out on the other side better friends. And it's very, very expensive. You know, in most states now, the courts either require or at least encourage mediation, which I should probably just mention a little bit about what mediation is, actually. And that is that, you know, you come together with a neutral third party, and that third party helps you resolve your conflicts. It's not an arbitrator, which people don't understand sometimes the difference. It's not somebody who makes a decision. It's just somebody who's trained in conflict resolution to help you resolve your issues. And they're very, very good at it. And that is what Susan and I are doing with Breaking Free Mediation. And Gabrielle also has a mediation practice. And, you know, litigation is time consuming. Litigation is very adversarial. You end up, you know, in order to win, you have to say things about the other person that aren't very nice. And
it's the mudslinging phase. That's what I always tell clients. You go into the courtroom and you say the worst things you can say, because that's how you win. I mean, you saw that, Gabrielle, right? You worked actually in the court system. You worked in New York for Justice Jeffrey Sunshine, a name I know, and he's the head of the family court. So that must have been interesting.
Yeah, so we were in Supreme Court matrimonial part, and for over a year, we were the only judge and assistant hearing all the divorces in the borough of Staten Island. And if you could, it would be impossible to imagine the degree to which people spin out of control and just do awful things and say awful things that they can't take back in front of each other. And they often have children, and you just can't erase the memories that you create when you're in the courthouse. So that experience really made me want to look into other ways of bringing families forward. And that's what really inspired me to turn more to mediation and also collaborative law, which you'll do for another episode probably.
Yeah, that is actually another good episode idea.
Yeah,
for sure.
I think we should have one on that. Definitely.
Who comes to court? Cases that go to court, those are the worst of the worst. People just can't come together. And often the lawyers who they hire may not get along, and that just incites more arguing. And it was my job often to manage the lawyers, and that's really unfortunate.
Well, that's a good point, because sometimes the lawyers, in order to justify their existence or make their clients think that they're super tough, they just file all kinds of crap. And, they won't give in, because then their client's like, oh, you're giving in? Well, obviously you're terrible, so I'm going to hire somebody else or whatever.
Yeah.
The Richmond County Bar has a lot of amazing attorneys, and it's not always that way. I don't mean to suggest that, but oftentimes there could just be a personality conflict, and there's a lot of bravado that just feeds on itself, and it's really difficult for the lawyers to step back. And then when the client is feeding into it, it becomes a cycle that just gets totally off track from why are we here? We're here because we need to extricate our financial entanglements and manage the children as we move forward. That's really...
Yeah. Sometimes it's called scorched earth litigation. Like, you know, you burn everything until you scorch the earth. And that's not a good thing.
I had a case where the people were fighting so much over this bed. And finally, we gave in, and the husband got the bed, and the wife went to the house to get the stuff. And guess what she walked in on? The guy was sawing up the bed.
Yeah. I you see things like that all the time where they fight over things, and it's really about the principle of the thing. But, something you said, Gabrielle, really jumped out at me, because I think so many of our listeners do not understand this. When you're getting divorced, it is really a situation where decisions need to be made about how you're going to divide your property, how you're going to handle things of, matters of support, alimony, child support, and how you're going to parent your children going forward. Those are decisions that are best left with the two of you, not some stranger in a robe who doesn't know the two of you, who's only going to hear the limited tale that gets told in a courtroom. And you don't have to go that route. I mean, that's the real point. And that's what you saw in that courtroom when you were working there. People come into that courtroom. You guys can make the decisions yourselves. You don't have to go to someone else to do it.
I have to laugh when you say it's the principle of the thing, because it's like, that's such a huge red flag when you hear a client say that, the principle of the thing equals, oh, this is going to be a doozy.
Yeah. Well, and it usually means a couple... It can mean hundreds of thousands of dollars, depending on, what their pockets can afford. It's expensive to have principles in a divorce. But,
And the judge, he used to say, I don't do tchotchkes. And also, you don't want this stranger in black robes deciding your life. That was a really big theme. And he was absolutely right.
Yeah. I mean, that's the whole thing. And that's why I think there's a lot of beauty in mediation, because as Rebecca mentioned earlier, mediation is a process where you and your soon-to-be ex are going to sit down like grownups, and you're going to talk with this third party who's there to help you identify what the issues are you need to talk about. They're going to give you the lay of the land about the law in a neutral fashion around those things. And they're trained in helping the two of you have the difficult conversations that you need to have about how you're going to manage and come to agreements on those things. So all in all, it's just, it's a situation and a process that allows the two of you to sit down, or if you do it like, you know, Rebecca and I do at times online, you get on a video conference and you talk about these things, but you and your soon to be ex come to the decisions about what works best for your family.
And that's another great thing about mediation is that you get to make the choice about what it is that you want. A judge, and this is what people don't understand, and I always say there's a huge difference between divorce law and divorce justice. The courts, the judge's job is not to, you know, inflict what you think is some amount of justice on your badly behaving spouse. The court's job, the judge's job, is just to apply the law to the situation. And so the two of you can actually do things that the law doesn't necessarily provide for, such as an unequal distribution of assets, such as more spousal support, if that's what you want to do, or less, or, you know, whatever. I mean, you have a little less freedom when it comes to the children, because the court has a duty to protect the children. But as far as yourselves go, you know, you guys can decide to do whatever you want. As long as it's not illegal, you know, you can't agree for a prostitution business.
We're going to take a quick break now to tell you about our new sponsor. We're really excited to be pairing with BetterHelp Online Counseling.
Is there something that's interfering with your happiness or preventing you from achieving your goals? BetterHelp Online Counseling is there for you.
You know, much like Breaking Free Mediation lets you work with your mediator online, BetterHelp Online Counseling also allows you to connect with a professional counselor in a safe and private online environment. It's really convenient.
You can connect via phone or video, chat, text, in any areas like depression, stress, anxiety, trauma, anger, grief. Anything you share is confidential. And you can start communicating in under 24 hours.
And best of all, it's truly an affordable option. Our listeners get a 10% discount off their first month with discount code BREAKINGFREE.
So why not get started today? Just go to BetterHelp.com/BREAKINGFREE.
That's BetterHelp.com/BREAKINGFREE.
Coming up, more from Rebecca, Susan, and Gabrielle on Get Divorced Without Losing Your Mind. Why Mindful Mediation is Your Path to a Better Future on Breaking Free, a Modern Divorce Podcast.
You go to a judge. The judge has, you know, a very short window to hear everything. They don't know you. They don't know either of you. You get the one day or the 2 days or whatever it is that you get. And that snapshot is all the judge sees. And you know, the judge may see your spouse as the better one or whatever. You don't know how things are going to be perceived. You were totally throwing S to the fan.
Take a listen to our archive, where you can hear Rebecca and Susan discuss more topics on divorce in depth, including alimony, the real facts about the scariest word in divorce.
Has ever come through the door with their checkbook out and their pen in hand saying to me, "Hey, Susan, when do I get to write that first alimony check?"
Now we return to today's show.
And when you're going in for mediation, I mean, it's voluntary. You're making your own decisions. Most of the time, it's more cost effective than traditional litigation. You don't get involved in all the kind of discovery, getting every bank record for 3 or 5 years from each other. It can be so much quicker. It is on your timeline with one another.
Oh, that's a very good point. Yeah. So much quicker.
We don't have an open courtroom. I don't know, like where I practice, anybody can come into the courtroom for most cases. And, you know, this allows for a private, confidential team approach. And, you know, like Rebecca and Susan's Breaking Free Mediation has a mindfulness component, and Better Apart, the book that I just published, that's all about mindfulness, because you really need that when you're going through a mediated divorce, because you really need to be centered so that you can make good decisions and be thoughtful about how you go forward.
We just had Nevin Sandley on the show, and he's a forensic accountant or forensic specialist. And one of my favorite quotes from the show of what he said was, "Emotions melt the fortune."
Yeah.
All right. Oh my gosh, that's an amazing quote. That is, I mean, I wish I had that quote in Better Part, but it's emotions melt the fortune, because a clouded mind cannot make clear choices. It's just that simple. And I always tell my clients when I mediate, and I don't know if you guys do the same, whether I'm doing it online or in person, is go have one consultation with a local lawyer, find out what your rights are, find out what your range of options are going to be if you were to go to court, and then you can give away whatever you want. And like Rebecca just said, you don't have to go by what the law is. You should just know what it is, and then you can create whatever feels best under the circumstances of your life.
Yeah. And then if you want to go back to that other attorney as a consulting attorney to have them review a final agreement or something like that, certainly that's always a good idea. But, you know, if you have an attorney whose job is to fight for you and advocate for you, then your spouse has the same thing, you're just setting yourself up for way more expense. And I tell you something, as a litigating attorney myself, a lot of people have this misconception that attorneys are sitting over there going, yes, yes, keep fighting, then I make more money. But I can tell you, as an attorney, it's a total pain in the neck when people are fighting over everything. You get kind of sick of it yourself.
It's stressful.
Yeah.
It is a very stressful job.
I'd rather sit with somebody at a mediation, even as an attorney representing the person, you know, or as the mediator, but I still would rather sit at a mediation and help people resolve their issues rather than sit in trial. You go to a judge. The judge has, you know, a very short window to hear everything. They don't know you. They don't know either of you. You get the one day or the 2 days or whatever it is that you get. And that snapshot is all the judge sees. And, you know, the judge may see your spouse as the better one or whatever. You don't know how things are going to be perceived. You were totally throwing S to the fan.
Yeah.
The judge is just a person. The judge has their own ideas, their own background, their own interactions. You or your spouse may remind the judge of somebody who they didn't like. I mean, you just don't know.
Totally true.
Yeah. I mean, you could go to a different courtroom and get a different decision from a different judge with the same facts, because they are different people and they apply the law differently because they have discretion. Right? There's law and there's judicial discretion to apply it in many cases.
And even if you are in court, you can always jump out of court and into mediation at any point. It's always an option available to you.
Yeah, that's a really good point. And the other good point is that you can, you know, settle certain things in mediation and then just take certain issues to, you know, to the judge too. You don't have to. It's not an all or nothing situation ever.
Yeah, I mean, most of the time I have found mediation can be enormously successful, and I haven't had, in my personal experience, haven't had too many clients have to fall out and resort to court. I think the first thing is to get through the door to try the mediation, and so many people don't know it's an option. They go straight to the litigation model, and it's harder to fall out of that and go to mediation. But, you know, one of the things I want to make sure we cover, though, is that mindfulness component, because Gabrielle's book is all about mindfulness. It's all about creating the space to make good decisions. And that goes directly to the core of why Rebecca and I have founded Breaking Free Mediation, because we offer a mindfulness track with traditional family law mediation services. So that because, and I love, Rebecca has this phrase and we've kind of referenced it, but the paradox of divorce. So you're at this time in life where you are going through some of the most upsetting things. Your emotions are at the lowest point that they might be in your entire life, and you have to make some of the most important decisions that are going to affect your finances and your children and your life for years to come. And so you have to sit down and make these rational decisions, and you're in this morass of like anger and grief and sadness. We do it with people every day, even in mediation. It's difficult. So this mindfulness component is so important for people. And I think that's why we're all sitting here today and why we wanted to do this episode, because the idea of the mindfulness is to create that space, create that quiet, create that calm, give you some ability to calm yourself. So when you do make your decisions, they are more reasoned and they're from a better space.
Yeah. And I want to make sure that we do a little plug for our free meditation. That if you just go to breakingfreefromdivorce.com/free meditation, Scott Picard, who is a meditation and energy specialist, he's been featured in Vogue magazine and LA Times, and he works with Julianne Hough and several other celebrities. He's really, really, really good at what he does. And he's awesome. An amazing human being. And we did a show with him, but he also has graciously recorded a free 5-minute meditation for us, for all of our listeners. This is a good time for us to just mention that. Make sure you download that if you haven't already. It is just absolutely wonderful. Even if you're not going through divorce, if you're a human being, it's a great meditation.
Right. I said about my book actually last night. I said all of your clients need to buy Better Apart. In fact, all of you need to buy Better Apart. I did give them all a copy, but
that was nice of you.
Yeah,
I have mine right here. So, but it's true, and I think for clients to understand that, you know, they're going through the divorce. It's so all-encompassing. It sucks your emotions in. It becomes sort of the focus of your life. Every client that I talk to is just, this is all they think about all day long, is what's going on with their divorce and their emotions. And they sort of wallow in that. And you just have to remember, the divorce is a finite period of time in your life. You are going to move on to a new place. It is, we all know this, all three of us sitting here talking, we know it's going to be better on the other side. You need to get there. You need to get past this time.
I always say it's like getting on a boat and you're on this land right now and it's not the greatest, but you can see that better land is on the other side. But in order to get there, you have to get on this boat and get seasick and have like oceans, like, you know, tidal waves coming at you and whatever during that period of divorce. It's terrible during that period. And that's why, one of the reasons why mindfulness is so important. And I've personally been on this particular bandwagon, if you will, for a long time. My own book, which is called Breaking Free, hence Breaking Free Mediation, and the name of this podcast, I had a whole section of the book on the spiritual freedom. You know, I have the physical freedom and then, you know, the emotional freedom, but the whole last section of the book is on spiritual freedom, because that's so important. And you can't separate them. You can't separate the emotional aspect of what you're dealing with from the fact that you have to now look at every piece of finances and make decisions and read legal documents and try to understand what the heck is going on. They all are happening at the same time. So
emotional freedom part, just bootstrapping onto the idea of forgiveness. You know, I talk a lot about forgiveness, but I'm not talking about forgiving somebody who mistreated you. I'm talking about forgiving yourself and having compassion for yourself for landing wherever you're landed right now. So once you have the compassion for yourself, that's the portal to absolute freedom in your life. That's how you break free. There's a quote that I just love that, holding on to anger is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die.
Yeah, I love that one.
Yeah, that is a good one. Yeah, I think that was like Confucius or something. I'm not sure.
You know, it's of unknown origin. I looked it up because I actually have it.
Okay.
In the book.
There's a lot of different thinkers who are.
Okay. So who knows?
Yeah.
But it is a good quote. But anyway, I think it's really, really important to think about, you know, how you can center yourself and get a hold of your emotions during this period of time so that you can make these great decisions. And honestly, by considering mediation, you can much more easily get this done faster. You're doing it in a way that's much more peaceful, and you can move on with your life that much faster.
That's right. And you're not wasting hours and hours in court paying your lawyer to sit there while 10 other people are being heard, and you just spent a ton of money to go in front of the judge for 5 minutes.
Oh, and by the way, that's a really good point. That's a really good point. And here, another point about that is that even you have to wait months to get your court date, number one. And then even once you get in front of the judge, you don't get a decision that day. Sometimes it's months before you get your decision. And then, by the way, this is another really good point about mediation. If you lose or the other person loses after a trial, then the other one who doesn't like the decision can appeal. And it goes on and on and on. And appeals are even more expensive sometimes. So, you know, with mediation, it's over. It can't be appealed. That
I think statistically, the likelihood of recidivism or like of going back into the court environment is so significantly lower, because even if you wind up with an agreement that doesn't make you totally happy, even if I always tell people when I work for the judge, you should both feel like, all right, like, you know, like you could live with that. And even if you you're both giving and getting, and you know where the decision came. So something's not just nagging at you, like, how did the judge decide that? I don't understand. You do understand because you negotiated the settlement with the help of this third party neutral. And if we incorporate the mindfulness component, we're not just making decisions because we want it finished. We're actually slowing our systems down, and we're taking space, and we're thinking with our head more clear. And then it's more likely that the agreements that we make are going to stand the test of time.
Right, right. And because modifications can be expensive too.
You can mediate your modifications.
Yeah, you can mediate the modifications, of course.
Absolutely.
But they can be expensive as well. So, that's a very good point though, because, you know, the thing about mediation is that psychologically, even if you didn't get everything that you want, which you're not going to, by the way, you're not going to if you go to court, and you're not going to if you settle mediation. That's the way it goes.
Some people think like you go to court, you're going to like, the judge is going to see your side and you're going to
100%. Yeah. The judge is going to think I am 100% correct and they are 100% wrong.
Oh, I know. I always joke that somehow they think that, you know, the heavens are going to open up and the judge is going to go, oh my God, how have you been living like this for so long? Let me give you everything.
Exactly.
Yeah, it doesn't happen like that.
I want to be sure we get to our exciting news. So, you know, to close up on mediation, we just really urge all of you who are listening, who are facing the possibility of divorce in your life, at least give the idea of mediation, you know, a try, and certainly consider adding that mindfulness component to it.
And online mediation. Consider online mediation, because we can mediate for you guys anywhere.
Anywhere. But Gabrielle, the three of us have been working on a very exciting new project that we think is going to be really helpful to our listeners and to a lot of people facing divorce. So why don't you take the honor of telling everyone our new our big announcement?
I'd love to. We're so excited to announce that we're partnering to hold some very special retreats and summits that will be held around the country for women going through divorce and other difficult times. And these are going to be a chance to meet and hear from us, as well as some amazing experts, including many that you've heard actually on Breaking Free, the podcast.
Yes, Ariel Lori has already committed, as well as Jen Giamo. And there may be a few other surprise, awesome guests, but it's called By Divorce. BYE stands for Best You Ever. So Buy Divorce, Best You Ever. And our first one is scheduled to be in Los Angeles for a day. It's a one-day retreat, and it'll be in Los Angeles on April 27th.
So we're all going to be there. We're going to have Ariel. We're going to have Jen, and we will have some other special guests for you. If you want some more information on that, you can visit our websites. And I, as always, I'm going to put all of the information in our show notes and the links. And Gabrielle, I want to be sure, why don't you just remind everyone how they can get more information about you and about Better Apart?
Thank you. So you can find out both about the retreat, which I will also link on my website, which is Gabrielle, G-A-B-R-I-E-L-L-E, Hartley, H-A-R-T-L-E-Y.com. And there's links to the book, and there will be links and information about the retreat as well.
Wonderful.
All right. Thanks so much. And we'll see you all at the retreat.
Thank you for joining us today on Breaking Free, a Modern Divorce podcast. I'm Rebecca Zung.
And I'm Susan Guthrie. Breaking Free Mediation is proud to be the very first family law mediation centers in the country to offer a mindfulness track. Breaking Free Mediation, helping you resolve your family law matter peacefully. Learn more at www.breakingfreemediation.com.
Also, make sure to download your free calming meditation from renowned meditation and energy expert, Scott Picard, at www.breakingfreefromdivorce.com/free-meditation.
Check back next Monday for our next edition of our powerful, inspirational, and educational podcast. And if you enjoyed today's podcast, please remember to give us a 5-star rating and let us know what you liked in a review on iTunes.
And remember, you're just one step away from your new life.